This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient May, M-A-Y, first name Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. The date of birth, October 4th, 1960. Date of evaluation, June 12th, 2025. The referring physicians. Dr. Joseph Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left rotator cuff repair. The HBI. The patient is a 64-year-old male who experienced a fall in December 16, 2024. Period. At that time, he had a slip and fall when he stepped out of a car to examine it after being hit by a possible rock, period. The patient then suffered injuries to the left shoulder, period. He was evaluated at Concentra, period. He was then treated conservatively. He underwent MRI in March of 2025. This revealed significant pathology. In the interim, the patient had continued with pain, which he described as sharp, period. Baseline pain is worse with activity, and especially in the AM, period. The pain is associated with decreased range of motion, period. He had been treated conservatively, but had continued with symptoms, period. Patient was felt to require surgical intervention, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number diabetes type 2, past surgical history, coronary artery bypass grafting, i.e. full vessel, March 16, 2024. He had tonsillectomy at age 9. Medications, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams 1 BID, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died from accident in his 40s, otherwise unknown. The social history, he notes rare alcohol use. He further notes the use of THC, but denies cigarette smoking, period. The physical exam, vital signs, blood pressure 127/86, pulse 56, respiratory rate 18, weight 234.6 pounds, height 71 inches. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam, there is a soft systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Chest, there is a well-healed midline scar, period. lungs are clear to auscultation, period. Abdomen is mildly obese. However, there are no masses or tenderness, nor organomegalies noted. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder demonstrate tenderness on abduction and external rotation. There is decreased range of motion on passive range of motion exercise, period. Data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute, period. There is late transition of the R waves in the precordial leads, period. There is evidence of right ventricular hypertrophy. Nonspecific SD/TVA of depression is noted. Lab work, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, chloride 103, bicarb 23, BUN 24, creatinine 1.35, glucose 92. The white blood cell count 7.5, hemoglobin 17.1, platelets 245, period. Urinalysis, specific gravity 1.038, and otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male who suffered an injury in December of 2024, period. He was found to have a rotated cuff tear, period. MRI of the left shoulder dated March 13, 2025 showed motion degraded examination, full thickness tear of the anterior fibers of the distal supraspinatus, period. There was mild acromioclavicular osteoarthritis, period. The patient had failed medication to include Flexeril, Toradol injections, home exercise program, cool, warm compression, and 5 of 6 sessions of physical therapy. The patient is noted to have history of coronary artery disease. As noted, however, he currently has no cardiac symptoms, period. He has no findings of congestive heart failure, and there is no evidence of dysrhythmia, period. Despite the same, his overall risk is increased given the underlying comorbidities, period. Despite the same, comma, patient is clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Recommendations: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.